Watch, Alabama faces backlash for Brandon Miller pat-down intro. By Warner Todd Houston on February 26, 2023. Embattled Crimson Tide star Brandon Miller is still using the pat-down video on Twitter that was meant to be a humorous way to introduce him onto the court during games. But now coach Nate Oates has promised to put an end to the pre-game practice. The controversy over the pat-down intros comes on the heels of Miller's part in a murder case in which he is accused of transporting a gun used to kill a mother of a 5-year-old child. Jamadone Harris, 23, a mother of a 5-year-old boy, was murdered in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Police say that the now former Crimson Tide basketball player Darius Miles pulled the trigger. Miles and Michael Lynn Davis, who is not associated with the team, were arrested for the crime. The police say that Miles had asked Miller to retrieve the gun and transport it to him, which Miller allegedly agreed to do. The parents of the murdered woman have attacked the university for allowing Miller to continue playing, even though Miller has not been charged with having any direct part in the murder. Miller has also stoked controversy by continuing to use his pat-down ceremony where he runs out onto the court and is given a faux pat-down as if he is dangerous. Coach Oates has defended Miller but now says that the faux pat-down will not be allowed again, according to Fox News. I think that's something that's been going on all year. I don't really know. I don't watch our introductions, I'm not involved with them. I'm drawing up plays during that time. Regardless, it's not appropriate, it's been addressed and I can assure you it definitely will not happen again the remainder of this year. While the coach has come out against the pat-down, Miller still had the video posted to his social media after the coach spoke on the issue. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.